Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Chelsea on here because she's not exactly sure if she has the right to be angry because her dad and stepmom paid for her stepsister's wedding. Now they're saying they have no money left for her wedding. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey.
Good morning. Okay. Is this going down this weekend where you got to talk to them about this?
I mean, that's my plan.
So what's going on?
You know, so my dad got me married about 5 years ago. And with this new marriage, I now have a stepmom and a stepbrother and stepsister. My stepsister got married about a year ago. It was a pretty big and beautiful wedding. I know for a fact my dad and stepmom paid for all of it. I know that because there is no way that my stepsister or fiance could have afforded it. I also know that her dad is not in the picture.
Okay.
She hasn't seen him. She hasn't seen him in years. So it's pretty understood that they paid for her wedding, my dad and stepmom. And so I just got engaged over Christmas, and I'm starting to plan my wedding now. I went to my mom and dad and asked them both about how much they could contribute so I could set a budget. My mom asked me to give her a bit of time to figure out what she can afford. To be honest, I don't even want to take money from her because she has so much less money than my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad also told me to give him some time so that he could discuss it with my stepmom. Then I get a text from my stepmom. She told me that she and my dad had discussed it and they are not able to help with my wedding.
So wait, your stepmom hit you up and not your own dad?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said the money's tight for them, and I need to just rely on my mom to cover the cost.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, honestly, I'm furious because they just paid for her daughter's wedding. My dad's the main breadwinner in their marriage, so I know he paid for most of it. And if money is tight, it's only because of her wedding. So I'm very angry. She expects my mom to pay for it all. She knows my mom doesn't make much money.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't spoken to my dad yet because I'm still kind of in shock, honestly. So, would you be angry? Am I wrong? I don't want to sound like a spoiled brat, but I am hurt.
Yeah, I don't blame you for being hurt at all. So at the end of the day, it's their money and their finances, and they can do with it what they want. It's beyond sad and disappointing. They didn't do a little more planning because obviously there's more than one child that has the potential to get married. So they should have budgeted accordingly instead of blowing their wad on your stepsister. I would go have lunch with your dad, not with your dad and your stepmom, but just your dad, and explain. Be like, I am not trying to come across as an entitled brat. We both know mom doesn't have the finances to help with the wedding. It really hurts that you and my stepmom invested all this money into her daughter's wedding, but I'm not getting, any help from mine. And I think if you word it like that, and if you're not like, don't come in hot, but if you just explain, hey, this is what I'm feeling and this is why I'm feeling that way, I think it'll go over better. And I would just appeal from from daughter to father? Because have you and your dad always had like a pretty decent relationship?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay. Then, yeah, I would take him aside and have this one-on-one conversation with him. But you have to be prepared at the end of the day, if they blew all this money on your stepsister's wedding and they don't have any, you're not going to be able to get blood from a turnip. Like, there is no money for your wedding.
Yeah, I think you're entitled to your feelings.
Totally.
That's for sure. And
for
I think
sure.
You should share those or that'll get all like bottled up and it'll come out in a different way. But yeah, I don't know what you can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is so unfair. So I really feel for you. But I'm curious what the relationship is like between your mom and your stepmom, because what really clocks me as odd is the fact that it wasn't your dad that gave you this news. It's like your stepmom came in hot and it feels a little vindictive. Like, well, now your mom has to pay for all of it, obviously.
Yeah, I don't even want to really get into their relationship right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a older sibling of three, I am used to the support being a bit unequivocal in the home. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this happens in families, and I don't think I would be angry about it, but it would bother me a bit. But, I mean, it is their money at the end of the day. They're entitled to spend it how they want. But I would just sit down with my dad and really have a one-on-one with him about the fact that, it bothers me and see what can be done about it. But at the end of the day, it is their money.
Yeah, definitely sit him down. And there might be some facts that you don't even know yet. So if you sit him down in a calm way, tell him how you're feeling. You can't argue with somebody's feelings, right? You can't. You feel the way you feel. But there might be some details going on here that if he's been a fairly fair dude your entire life and this is like not truly his consistent character, there might be something going on. So sit him down this weekend.
Okay.
All right, let us know on Monday, okay?
Congratulations on the engagement.
Let us know how it goes Monday, okay, Chelsea?
Thanks.
All right, yeah, bye-bye. I don't think she liked that.
No.
She didn't like that advice. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.